of Tuesday night. Oh, like Kiddush Levana, I didn't do. Ach. I went away. This is very bad. Maybe everybody did it already. When? Did you have a marv now? So we'll look for someone after the Shmaitzer Shia. Well, at least three people will do it. I'm afraid I'm going to keep forgetting it. Yeah, you have time, but I'm getting nervous waiting. But you have time. Rish Chodesh, the Moilad was okay. Good Shmaitzer. Let's learn Shmaitzer. It's Tuesday night. And we're in Perek Yud Zayin, and we're up to the paragraph of the Nemuki Yosef, where he's continuing in his raya that Bori doesn't help for someone else. V'chein nira raya to this yesod, that Bori does not help for someone else. Bori is a baldover kind of a thing. Mimashikosu b'Nemuki Yosef, soy Perek almono l'koyin gadol, b'uvda de orus, right, the orus and the arusa, dehi amra minei. And he said, it's not for me. I did not have relations with her. No, she has a kid. So if it's not from him, then the kid's a mamza. Ayin shom hechi de'ihi omra minei. So she says from him, v'oros makhisha. So davlad mamza vaday. Shom da'ov ne'man lo ma'b'nizem mamzer. And the irony, of course, is, as we spoke out, even though by doing so, he's saying he's not the father. But someone that's muchzuk to be the father has an emunah to say the kid's a mamzer. That lies in the gzeiras hakosuf. It could be by an orus, it's an even bigger chiddush, because normally the baal is muchzuk to be the father. But by an orus, you could say he's not even muchzuk to be the father. So why should he be nemon to say it's not from him? Who is he? Once it's not. It's either from him. So you could say it's either from him and he's the father. It would be like a conundrum, because if you say he's not believed, if he's not believed, then you would say it's from him. So then he would be the father.
Explain one more time. I didn't follow.
I'm saying a father has an emunah to say this kid is a mamzer. Mm-hmm. That's you learn that from a pasuk. How you learn it out, the rishonim deal with it, because really the pasuk is not talking about that. The pasuk is talking about he's nemet to say it's a bechor. But the Rishayim explain that you learn it out because he said, even if he goes over to the second kid and said, you're the Bukhar. So that's like the first kid says, what about me? He says, I think you better be quiet. We don't want to talk about you. So he's not meant to say the kid's a mamza. Mm-hmm. The irony is that this is called an emunah a father has. And the irony of the din is that he's saying he's not the father.
Oh.
That's the irony. So how do you say over the din? You say the person that's muchzuk to be the father has the nemonus to say that I'm not the father and the kid's a mamzer. But the chayra and the orus is not necessarily not muchzuk to be the father. Mm-hmm. You wouldn't be machzuk him to be the father, even though we saw in the Shmaitz in the last parak that he is. Mm-hmm. In other words, it is mustavra that it's from him. Mm-hmm. To everybody else, he's an eshes ish. And to him, it's like, it's betzimutta, really. Maker hadin, it's mutter. The rabbanon, he's not supposed to, but it's mutter. So maybe he is also muchzuk to be the father. Or you could say that mimonav shach. If he's not believed, then he's certainly the father.
So is he now pater from supporting his child?
Oh, so from the supporting the child, that's the point of the Gemara. You can't make him support the child. There's certainly no. He's not meant to say the kid's a mamzer, and therefore he's not. He doesn't have to support the child.
But then he has also a conflict of interest. He's got motive for saying it.
It's not an edus that we talk about Nageya Bedover. The Torah gave a father an emunah to say to kids of mamzer. That's learned out from a pasuk. Yakir, in the parasha of Bechor. Nowadays, you start with the DNA testing. That's what that's the. It's. I'm not sure. First of all, the DNA test is 100% that you're not the father. It's at least 90% that you are, some potentials
something
like that.
Yeah.
Like 90% that you are, but it could say 100% that you're not.
Right.
Now, could that be Kaveh and the kids of Mamzer? But they didn't do not allow mamzerus vadai, certainly not, to be hooked by al pi a DNA test.
Even if it's 100% proof,
yeah. Even if it's to go be kaveya someone's a mamzer on a test. Not, I don't know. My experience in Bote Din is no. Will they in 10 years or in 20 years, or is it because their cheshish, the test is not foolproof? You would have to have anyway a frum yid. You know what you would need? You would, because it gets a little, let's say theoretically the test would be able to be kaveya mamzeris. You would need a frum doctor to take the test. And you would need some hoichacha. You would have to seal the blood or whatever it is.
Like a hashgacha.
You would have to seal it with hashgacha to make sure that it was not switched with any other blood. And you would need a frum person in the lab that's giving the results of the test and determining that it shows whatever it shows.
Or they could run it like food, where nobody's frum, but you have a mashgiach there for the whole process.
Yeah, you would need a frum person there at all points. So, meanwhile, in my experience, the Bote Din, I'm not even sure. I think different Bote Din take different approaches, like the Kabi pottering you from child support. That's not mamzerus.
Would it at least be considered Suffolk mamzer at that point?
I don't know. I can't answer you. I don't think the Bote Din know. I don't think there's a clear protocol for what they do. It's too new. Bote Din are very conservative, you should pardon the expression. Very conservative, and a din Torah doesn't happen all that often. It's not like it doesn't happen all that often. It's only when there's a fight, when punctus a fight between a divorced couple, a divorcing couple, and they're fighting, they didn't hammer out an agreement, so then this will come up. So it's not like it happens by every divorce. Usually it doesn't happen.
Should happen every time with a wedlock child.
That's a shtuki already. That's a different thing. A shtuki, and she claims someone's the father. Yeah, but then it's not so heavy. You're not dealing with mamzerus. Dear Adarabba, you want to be machshir the child, and they will accept the test to be machshir the child, because the whole shtuki is only midrabanan. When you don't know who the father is, it's only midrabanan, because midrabanan is something mams is mutter. So they will accept the test that a person is. Well, if she says Lakosh and Avalti, so we paskin anyway, she's Naaman. You don't need the test. But if, let's say, she doesn't know, she's not sure if she doesn't know. Or if we accept that if she doesn't know he was a kosher, she can't say Lakosh and Avalti. She has no idea what the word kosher means. Maybe she thinks it's like something you have on potato chips, kosher. She doesn't know what kosher means. So then you would take the test, maybe, and if the test says that a kosher is the father, you would. I'm pretty sure they. I'm almost positive they accept the test to be matir the shtuki. That's the equivalent of Rabbi Gamliel saying lekosher nevalti. You have to. If anybody wants to do research, nowadays everything's it's online. You could go to the Piskei Din Rabbaniyim. Maybe I'm wrong. I have been out of these inyonim like 15 years now. Could be there's a whole sea change of attitude that I'm not aware of.
I think
I'm really out
more
of
accurate
it.
Than they used to be. Also.
What you have to do, you can go, it's on the Bar Ilan, Piskei Din Rabbaniyim, and there's two Piskei Din that are on the Bar Ilan. One is from the court in Yerushalayim, like the appeals court, the highest Bez Din in Yerushalayim. The one where Rav Yashiv sat on with Rav Zolti, the chief rabbi of Yerushalayim, that one. And then you have Rabbi Levine's Beis Din. It's functioning now today in Yerushalayim. And that specializes in Yuchsin. Specializes in Yuchsin and Geirus and Yuchsin. So that's also online. So you can do a search. On the Bar Ilan. It's on the Bar Ilan. So you can do a search. However you say DNA testing in Hebrew. And you could probably do the research yourself. And they would have all the cases there. So really, I guess if anybody's interested, they can do that. I don't have time anymore, and I'm out of it. I'm out of it. Okay. Anyway, so here's the irony. So the father's neman to say the kid's a mamza, but he's not neman to say that she is puzzled to kahuna. he has no right to pasul her to kahuna, because she's saying bori, that it's from him. That's what the Namuki Yosef points out. Avaleinu nemel lepoislam and akahuna kiven shetoenos bori ayin shom. That's the Namuki Yosef. The chaim pasuk b'shulchan aruch Eben Ezer siman dalet sifchav zayin. Yeah. The ikar time of the Rama Gamliel din amenis, says the Shmaitzer, b'shem the olam leibori. Nu, v'rei horus makhisha v'toyin gam kein bori, v'av leibori u bori. So why could she say l'kosh and avalti? El al korcha k'moshik asafti, the bori loy mahani ala labal dover. So his bori doesn't help l'gabi pasaling her. U'bishem hochi ihi le'atzma, Mahani law bori dida. The oris utoyan bori, avale bori, his bori, he's saying the kids of mamzer has the nemonis of the xeris hakosuv that the father can say to kids of mamzer. But inasmuch that he's saying bori, so that doesn't help for her. The oris utoyan bori, avale bori da acher, alav klumhu. The hochinami, tainus bori shalu isha, she babu dobril atzma. Loimahani neged havlad, that's what we're saying. Uka'acher damyo, the child is an acher, so the mother would have no nemonos to passel the child.
She's about that in the sense that the din of affects her, is that one?
Yeah.
And this, I hate to be so simplistic, but how can you accept the idea that this kid can be like marked for life, and yet his mother can marry a
the entire picture doesn't fit.
What do you mean the kid's mocked?
Mamzer. He's like a mamzer. He's like his life. He's like an outcast for life.
No, wait.
And the mother's not considered to have done the favor. She can marry a Cohen.
The Maisa, a woman could say it helps for the kids because of the bedekas of Mizaneh.
You're
talking about the Oros.
Naros.
The father doesn't want to say the kids are mamzer. That's like.
No, I know, but once you say that, it would stand to reason, and therefore, automatically, she's possible to kahuna. How could it be that?
He has no nemonis on her.
Come on. So it comes out very strange.
It could make sense because he has no nemonis. He could have an agenda against her, but not against
No, the don't friend. Say that. Don't talk like that. He's nemon on the child, he's not nemon on her.
And the kids are moms.
I'm saying why,
though?
Why?
I'm saying there's a story to it. Why he's not saying
the kid has to move to Mamzer's room. He's out. But the mother is like she can marry a coin. Like, she never did anything wrong in her life.
And answer, but he doesn't want to hear.
No, I don't... Who do you have... what are you wondering about? Who are you wondering about?
Who?
Yeah,
mother.
Why the mother? Maybe you should feel bad for the kid.
Well,
all he's saying is that there's a contradictory situation.
You have that.
Without one, you're not going to get the other.
You have that 100 times in Shas. 100 times in Shas. 1,000 times in Shas.
Like Shnei Shvilin, if they both are at the same time, you say you can't coach the ball. One after the other, okay, but at the same time.
Is that, here's, is that them? I don't know. What do you want? How do you know he's telling the truth? Like, maybe the woman has been saved from his clutches, and the kidnapper has to suffer with the Xeris HaKosov that a father's name is to say the kids are moms.
I guess it just seems that it's just much more chamor. I guess that's the reason why.
You have these steerers throughout Shas. It's not, you can't call it a steerer. It's it's the natural result of a legal system with rules. You're Nemun, you're not Nemun. You know. No, there's no Pokemon. He's not Nemun on her. He's Nemun on his child. He's not Nemun on her. He's not Nemun.
But the only
against her.
Nobody can.
Meaning, if what he's saying,
he's no more Nemun than any Eidachon. If I go over and say that guy's a mamzer, I'm not Nemun. That guy's postal to
Kuna. Does this absolve him of tzuba?
What?
Does this absolve him from paying tzuba? From paying the tzuba?
Tzuba? There's no relevance.
It's going to be a get now because he's accused to
author of, he's saying Charles Amasa. Does this affect his
relationship? You mean Shavya Navshe? Yeah, maybe it's Shavya Navshe, so he has to give her again. But he can't pater himself from the Ksuba. Why not? He's not Nemon. He's not Nemon
on
Gabi Ksuba.
He's only Nemon on the child.
He's not Adra, but it's Shavya. It's probably Shavya Navshe on her. He's Shavya Navshe Chatichat Yisura. So he's also on her, so he has to give her a get. And Ksuba, he'll have to pay.
That's why he's not.
Because he's not Nemon.
That's why he's not Nemon, because then he can use it against her.
You know, meaning, it's true, but you don't need that. Yakir is a chiddush that he's nemut to say his son's a mamzer. You can go into your mamzer, your mamzer, your mamzer. A person's not nemut to say someone's a mamzer. You need to aid them for that. It's a davar shebe'erva at least. Just like you can't say someone's one aid can't say someone's posel aedus. So you certainly it's even in b'teres aedus. You can't say someone's posel aedus. You can't say someone's a mamzer. You're not nemut.
Doesn't seem like there's a reasonable svara to that. You just want to say Gzeiras HaKasam.
I don't know why you need Gzeiras HaKasam to say someone's not Nemon.
No, to say he is Nemon about his child.
That's Gzeiras HaKasam. We have a svara why he's Nemon about his child.
Yeah, I would say that a person, the Chora, doesn't want to make his child into a mamzer.
Okay.
So he says,
maybe. Okay, I have no problem with that.
But he's Nemon. I mean, he's believed.
Right, I'm saying why.
He assumed that he was right, that he was telling the truth.
Right.
So it's not
well,
his
well,
trial.
Why not? Yeah, he has no name on
it. He's locked up.
Yeah?
He's tongue barred. Doesn't matter.
Yeah. That's weird.
I mean, if you get complicated, you want complications. Let's say he doesn't want to give her a get. Could you be kind for him to give a get? From her perspective, Sheila Chayr is the balas dover that would have to be tavas to force him to give a get. Right? But she's tiny, she's mutter to him. So you have to go with alumnus, because he's Shavya Navshe. So now that Bapoyal, he's also on her, so she could demand the get, even though she's saying she's mutter to him. But she can demand the get because he's also on Shavya Navshe. Okay. I'm sorry, yeah. Remember, there's two bubbles in the Mishnah. One is Re'uham Medaberes Mechad, and one is Hoysam Uberes. And in both cases, they asked her, and she said, the Kosher Nevalti. So the Gemara wants to know why you need the two bubbles. So the Gemara at one point answers, Chodol Lahach Sheba. Each one is a chiddush according to Rabbi Gamliel. One is necessary to say she's kosher, the kahuna, but another one is necessary because the child doesn't have a cheskus kashrus. So that's a chiddush that she's never a hachshe bebita, even though the daughter has no cheskus kashrus, because with the daughter you're talking about from the very inception of its being born. Because what Toisvis. Right, there's a problem. What do you need the reisha for? If you're saying he's already machshir bebito, so kolshken he's machshir ba. She's better than the daughter. She has a cheskos kashrus. So what's going to be? So why does it say the reisha? You didn't really answer why it says the reisha's case. Because what Tosfos says the reisha lo diach hakochad of Yeshua, the seifa lo diach hakochad of Gamliel. That the real chiddush of the reisha is that. That Rabbi Yeshua says she's not Nemun, even though she has a cheskus kashrus. So she's not Nemun. It's not the chiddush of Rabbi Gamliel in Rabbi Yeshua. The same as the chiddush of Rabbi Gamliel. Bedikta karitva bechidush of the imkain lahavalei lameimer chodol lahach sheba. Lahavalei lameimer chodol litzol ba libud Rabbi Yeshua. Right, the wording of the Gemara doesn't fit in. Right, very good kashya. It says chodol lahach sheba v'chodol lahach shebevita. According to what you're saying, it's not true. It's chada lifsol ba, according to Yeshua, and chada lahach shebevita, according to Gamliel. Ulufim asher kasabti b'taima to Gamliel hechsher de ba, ainu mitam hechsher bita. It's a different din. So it says two bavos because they're two completely separate dinim. Hechsher de bita, who is the Magid Mishnah? Bishum de lebeloye dusa kosher benatayra. Because the Rav Magid, Avol b'shembori loy mahani levlad. Vechshere deba the sveika min atayra osur kishari surin shebatayra. The mamzer who the yomer chmona mamzer vaday. V'yemkein hechshere deba mitam acher hu. Who b'shun dolem lebori. V'yemkein tzvicha chodol hachshibo. Because that teaches you the koyach of bori. Because that tells you about Bedekas and Mazana, and it tells you about Honemonas to say that the daughter's kosher will become the old, like, quintessential din.
Just quickly, according to the Achronim we learned yesterday, the Chavit on the Shmaisa, it's really a din of Adis, and not a din. So they wouldn't be able to answer.
No, they're busy dealing with what's a Dovah Shebarev and what's not a Dovah Shebarev. Right, they wouldn't have this kasha. Right? The Shmaisa's kasha is based on the fact his teres. I mean, it's two different dinim. One's a din of bori, and one's a din of the sefer is a din of bori, and the reisha with lahachshibah.
The reisha is more grand.
Right. Okay. The reisha is bori because it helps for her. And the safe is B'dekas HaMazana and all those good things. And something mom says, Mutam and Atoyra anyway. Sadly, the Gemara is not really talking about Mamza. The Gemara is really talking about the daughter to Kahuna. So then, you can't use the Magen Mishnah Svara. You can't use the Magen Mishnah Svara for that. You have to end up saying what? B'dekas HaMazana. Then it's a machzor al machzor, because you can't use bori. So ma'isa, why we machzor the daughter? The ma'isa. What? Mamza, yeah, but what about the kahuna? Chayyid Gemara is talking about kahuna, not mamzayus.
So why did you say it's not my mamza?
I know. The Chayyid and the Gemara is not talking about mamzayus, it's talking about kahuna. And in Kahuna, why taka she neman? Wait, how is the Shemaitzer going to learn? Why is she taka neman on the daughter?
That's the bori.
On the daughter, there's no bori, he says. On the daughter, there's no bori. So why is she neman on the daughter? Why is the daughter kosher? The Kahuna. Correct. Yeah. So why would she be machsher to be machsher the daughter to Kahuna? So the Maitzah just talks about Mamzerus, but if you look at the Gemara, that's like really, really weird. I looked at all these fun, nobody says anything. You know, it's like really weird to say something about Mamzerus. Why would he be Machshir the daughter? You take us to Mazana, yeah, but that's not enough to. Talks about Monzeros, they don't save ground.
No one's mayor in that? No one's telling that? That's not the shot of the world.
Okay, we'll have to stop here. I'm sorry. I can't. I had an emergency.